In the Bible's terms, that's sometimes described as darkness entering the world, that where there was once light, there is now darkness. And we find ourselves in that position. The world is full of darkness. The world is full of things that are not good, that are not right, that are not pure, that are not from God. So God says, let there be light. But we know that in the world there are things that are not light, and that's where we move along a little bit. Because God promises it will not always be that way. I want you to imagine it's Christmas time. Maybe, I don't know what you do at Christmas time here. I don't know whether you have carol services. I'm imagining you do, and maybe there's candles around. Maybe there's not. Some nods or some shakes would help me out. But imagine someone has come up between maybe, I don't know, Hark the Herald Angels Sing and Once in Royal David City, and they come up and they start to read a traditional Christmas reading, which finishes with words to do with, and his name shall be, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, that one. How does that passage start? It starts like this. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. There's this idea that for people who at the time knew the darkness of the world around them, knew how bad things could be, knew how difficult life could be, knew how bad they themselves were, these people walking in great darkness. Maybe sometimes we feel as though there is great darkness around us and in us. Well, there's this promise given. There's this promise given that those people will see a great light, that the light will dawn upon them. And as you carry on in that, we hear that that will be in the form of a son, a child, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Mighty God. That is how light will come. And there's this promise. So God has said, let there be light, and there was light. But darkness entered the world, but he promised that there would be light. There will be light again. Light is coming. And then we move on a little bit further in our story. And we come to that moment when the light has come. And again, we might hear these words at a Christmas carol service. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, where we read this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When we were back over here and we were remembering God saying, let there be light. How was it that light came into the world? When God spoke. When God said, let there be light. At the word of God, light entered the world. We're also told that God spoke and there was this promise that light would come. When God speaks, things happen. But this word is not just the voice of God. This word is God. This word, this second person of the Trinity, this Son through whom God works and speaks. We're told he was with God and everything came about through him because God kept speaking and things kept appearing and being created and being made. Through him, all things were made. But we also hear that in him, in this creator, in this Son of God, which is, of course, who we know this word of God was, in Jesus was life. And that life is the light of all of us. And the light shines in the darkness. So we know that there is darkness. But we also know that God said that one day a light would dawn upon that darkness. And now we hear that it was in God's own coming to the world, because this word would be made flesh, that this light shines into that darkness. And the darkness cannot overcome it, cannot destroy it. Light, physical light, came through God. Light, spiritual light, comes to us in Jesus. That light contains life for all of us. It sustains us spiritually. So far, nothing of what I've said has been about us. We started this with, you are the light of the world, and then I've rabbited on about God creating light and God promising to put light into the world, and then God coming and giving us and shining his light through his Son to us. So far, this is not about us being the light of the world. This is about Jesus being the light of the world, which is also in the Bible, John chapter 8, but it's not what we're looking at today. Instead, I want to look, as we carry on in our little journey, and I'm going to keep doing this because it's fun, as we carry on in our journey through the Bible, I want to look at these words that Paul, one of the leaders in the early church, one of the apostles, writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, where we read, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." There's quite a lot in those words, isn't there? Let's start at the end. The glory displayed in the face of Christ. Well, that was when the light came, wasn't it? The glory of God, the light of God displayed on the face of Jesus, displayed in that person, that person who walked the earth, but who was God. And in him, people saw God's glory. People saw God's light. The light shined into that darkness. But that's just a statement about him. What we hear is that same God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness, let there be light." That same God who could create light in the world at just his word. That same God who said that made his light shine into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of Jesus who displays God's glory. You see, God has the power to speak and light emerges into the world. Where there was darkness, now there is light. God, that same God, by his powerful word, Jesus, is able and willing and has shone his light into our hearts so that where there was darkness, there may now be light. We said that darkness is used as an image for sin, for brokenness, for wrong. God has shone light into us and dispelled that, done away with it. At that moment when Jesus died upon the cross, it became possible for light to be what's inside of us instead of darkness. As we give him all of that darkness and as light comes into us, that same God who can speak light into being in the universe can do it in your heart and in my heart as well. For anyone who wants to reflect on the fact that at that very moment when Jesus died, the world itself was plunged into darkness for 3 hours. Maybe you'd like to spend a bit of time this afternoon pondering on that, because I'm not going to talk about it now. There's that parallel with creation in this verse that's up on the screen. That God spoke and there was light, and he does that in us. It is poured into us, that life, that light, that power that is poured into us. So, as a result of that, we are the light of the world. We are the only source of spiritual light in human form that people can see these days. Jesus is the only source of spiritual light. So the only way that people might find light, spiritual light, that life for all people in this dark, dark world is through those who reflect and shine the beauty and the glory and the life and the light of Jesus. It is who we are. It is our task. It is our status and our identity. It just is who we are. The world, when God said, "Let there be light," the world didn't have the option to go, "No, I think I'm still going to call myself dark. I want to be a dark world." No, God had said, "Let there be light." And so there was light. And it was good, we're told. If Jesus has shone his light into your heart, that is what is there. That is who you are. That is what you are like. When God looks at you, he does not see darkness if you have turned to him and trusted in him as your Lord and as your Saviour. If you haven't, go on. It's really good. But if you have, that is who you are. That's your identity. That's your status. You're a child of God. And what is in you is light. The question is, will we let that out? Will we take that light and put it in a cupboard? It's in us. It's not going to go away. It's what God's made us to be. The question is, will we let it shine? Will we let it shine, or will we hide it away? I'm going to stop here with our Bible overview. There's another verse that I could have gone to. In fact, there's loads of verses in the Bible I could have gone to. But again, if anyone wants to continue thinking about this, we started in the very first verse of the very first chapter of the Bible. Maybe later on this week or this afternoon or this evening, you might like to open up the very last chapter of the Bible, because there's something about light in there as well. And I'm not going to talk about it now, but just for completeness sake, I might encourage you to go and have a little look at that and think, how does this story end? This story that started with let there be light, that then was a promise of that light in a dark world, that then shone forth in Jesus into us and out of us. Where does that story of God's light end? Because it ends in a really cool place. But for now, my question is, how will we let that light shine? If it's who we are, because Jesus has done it, and because that same God who can say, let there be light, and there is light, has done that in us, how are we letting that shine? How are we letting that be seen? Yesterday, we were thinking about salt, and salt has that sort of stealthy influence. Light is not stealthy. Light is obvious. Light is plain. Light is plain as day for everyone to see. As we remember the life of Queen Elizabeth, I think of the many, many times that I heard her publicly let her light shine for Jesus, publicly tell people that the source of her hope, the source of her joy, the source of her life was in her Lord Jesus. Christmas messages and other times, she was very clear about that. She did not hide that. She didn't say, well, that's a private thing. I shouldn't really let that be known because it might be difficult or offensive for some. She let it shine. She let it be known. How do we do that? How do you do that? You might be saying, well, Dave, well, I'm not really an evangelist. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about letting it be obvious, letting it be clear where the source of your life comes from. When someone says, what have you been up to this weekend? Oh, hung out with some friends at the park. No, you did more than that, didn't you? Those of us who were around yesterday, it was more than that. You chose to spend the weekend focused on your church family, focused on Jesus, focused on some words that he said. Maybe you could let people know that. Maybe when someone is having a difficult time in the workplace or the school you're in or whatever, instead of just saying, I'm really sorry, I hope things get better, or let me know if I can help. What about saying, would it be okay if I prayed for you? Ooh, that could be a scary thing to do. It's less scary for me because I work for a church, so most of my colleagues expect that kind of behavior. But for a lot of us, that could be a difficult thing to do, but it's letting our light shine, isn't it? It's saying, this is who I am because this is who God's made me to be, and I'm going to let that out. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to keep it to myself. See, another way of looking at what we've looked at is that there has been this flow that we've been talking about. There's been a direction of travel. God says, let there be light. Light comes from God. Light then comes into the world in a physical sense. But then we start thinking about light coming into the world in a spiritual sense. And it comes from God the Father, who speaks, and it comes. It comes from God the Father. It then flows through the Spirit, through the Son. The Son, who is the light of the world, and it flows into the world through him, and then through Jesus, and through Jesus sending his Spirit. Maybe reflect on the fact that at Pentecost there was flames on people's heads. They literally became torches and candles, but well, less of that. There's this flow as the Son sends the Spirit to us, and then sends us into the world if we will go. We have that option to keep on going in the flow of God's direction, being that light in the world around us, or we can choose to keep it to ourselves, choose to hide it, choose to let it stop with us, with you and with me. So I want to encourage you to think about where you're going to be this week, who you're going to be with, what it is that you're going to be doing. How is it that you can intentionally, deliberately be shiny and be bright? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, we read. Nothing can thwart or stop God's light. Nothing is more strong or more powerful than it. We can stand sure in that and confident in that and let it shine. Let me pray. Lord God, I thank you that you give us your light and your life, that you pour it into us. Let it not stop with me. Let it not stop with us. Help us not to hide that which you've given us, not to keep it to ourselves. Thank you that we are light and shiny simply because you have made us to be that. Not because we are clever, not because we are good, not because we are attractive, not because we are anything in our own right, but simply because you have spoken and said, let them be light. And we are. And it is good. Help us to show that, to shine that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, David.